My name is Lee Constantino. I'll be reading a sample from my first novel, Pop Apocalypse. This scene takes place about halfway through the book and introduces us to the main character's brother, Elijah Apocalypse, a Christian punk singer. Here comes Elijah Apocalypse, strutting through the lobby of the Hotel California, bandmates following at a respectful distance, all on the way to Eye for an Eye's jalapeno pepper red tour bus, the Rapture bus, waiting by the curb. His spiked hair stands tall, a still-under-construction cathedral of red and black and silver dye. Extremely tight, tan leather pants hug his thin thighs, leaving little to the imagination. Over his black mesh wife-beater hang diamond-encrusted crucifixes on platinum chains. Densely lined tattoos cover his body with, among other things, representations of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, numerous, somewhat angry seraphim, and on his chest, visible through the black mesh, the face of an apoplectic man, silver sword jutting from his mouth like a metal tongue. On the backs of either hand are brands made with a hot iron shaped like Jesus fishes. Multiple safety pins, seeming in this context very unsafe, hang from his earlobes. Some mediasphere critics maintain that he wears too much mascara. Behind him trail his bandmates, bassist Gideon Finch and drummer Rapture Rodriguez, decked out in similar get-ups. But neither holds a candle to Elijah's inner blowtorch. Elijah practically metabolizes limelight. Young women mob around him, hungry for his rapturous energies. He seems not to notice them, though occasionally his eyes flick behind his lightly tinted sunglasses at some of the more ostentatiously slutty ones. Even these glances come fleetingly, hard to make out through the haze of tinted glass and mascara, at least to Elliot, who is presently making his way through this sea of skank. "Why aren't you with a girl?" shouts some reporter disguised as a Teeny Bopper fan. A volley of camera flashes strafe Elijah, which makes him pause en route to the Rapture bus. A more sober question flies inward. "Is it true what your website says, that you've reclaimed your virginity?" Markets churn. Elijah's star soars. EDV, 636, 634, 634 and a half, plus one half, according to Elliot's media shades. "When I decided recently to get closer to God," radiating like the sun, Elijah projects confidence and self-assurance, "I decided I, like, needed to reclaim my virginity. I had been sinning, and I hadn't known real love with a woman, only the pleasures, the corrupt and seething pleasures of the flesh. So I reclaimed my virginity. Reclaimed. Reclaimed." Something like the Holy Ghost manifesting in it. The woman mob mumbles amen under its collective breath. "So there it goes, ladies. There it goes." Elijah brushes the exposed arm of a girl with red and purple spiked hair. Her arm erupts into a field of goose flesh. "I recommend that you consider this. Your purity is the most precious thing you have. Consider it, aight?" From behind the partition, Elliot waves at Elijah, but his younger brother keeps talking. "Me being a virgin again is really a part of who I am as a Christian, part of my spiritual journey. In my new, pure state, I've learned so much about myself. Life has become so much richer. Three things have become more important to me than anything, fresh and rich and crisp. One, to rock hard with my vintage Fender Stratocaster. Real hard, harder than anyone else. Two, to love you, my great fans. Three, and most important, to sing for Jesus, to get punked for Jesus, to go f***ing crazy for Jesus." Elijah finally notices Elliot, his frantic arm gestures. "Yo, ladies, you've got to excuse me now. My bro needs a moment of my time." Disappointed, the girls give Elliot enough room to climb over the barricade. When a teenage girl with a shaved head and piercings all over her face tries to follow, bodyguards move in and beat her back with soft batons. "You look terrible, bro," Elijah says. "Just terrible." Elijah is more classically handsome than Elliot, a few inches taller, with a full head of wavy blonde hair, when not dyed, and a straighter posture, the product of many hours in the gym. Though his body language screams, "Don't fuck with me," in a thousand subtle ways, Elliot knows this is all so much posing. His brother is only being oppositional for Christ. "I look pretty much the way I feel." "You look fine, though." "Yeah, bro." So excited he speaks in sentence fragments. "Big night. First time Eye for an Eye has played for such an important crowd. It's our big shot. We got this new song, our new single, Grapes. Yo, listen, bro, listen. It goes like this." In a Holy Spirit-possessed voice, some heaven-forged fusion of punk, heavy metal, and hip-hop, Elijah sings.
"The wine press will smash the grapes. The grapes are you motherfuckers. Your insides are coming out. Jesus is coming to get you, you motherfuckers. You know who you are. He's coming to take you, motherfuckers. Take you away to hell.
Elijah used to have such a beautiful voice, almost angelic. Elliot remembers how his brother would sing, despite his youthful rebelliousness, in the choir of Shining Ministries. Even back then, he was the most popular boy in his age group, and the most talented. While at Princeton, Elijah discovered his love for evangelical Christianity and punk rock at about the same time, and saw in their synthesis the most authentic picture of his soul. In his collegial enthusiasm for the Sex Pistols and the Ramones, Elijah began systematically destroying his singing voice, hoping to sound authentically DIY, like some random Princeton-educated dude who decided to pick up an electric guitar and say f*** you to the man. Granted, Elijah wanted to say f*** you to the secular humanist man, but the man's still the man, whoever he happens to be. Bandmates jump in to sing the disharmony, and Elijah completes the song with great gusto.
Jesus will blow you up! He will pop all you motherfuckers like the grapes you are! He will squash you flat, flat, flat in the wine press! Let him save you now, you sinful motherfuckers! Let him save you before you can't be saved no more!
Elijah smiles with satisfaction, an artist discovering with some surprise his own powers. Eye for an Eye is stoked. Their fans scream, almost riotous with joy. Now imagine that, with screeching feedback. A million screaming girls throwing their panties at us. Me using my guitar at the end to smash an amp. Imagine that. Oh yeah, Lige, that's great. Your best work yet. It has, I don't know what I should call it, integrity. But I'm not up for talking about your artistry right now. I've had a very bad day. Yeah, bro. Sure looks like it. Are you going to the Getty Center party? I need to get there. We're boarding the Rapture bus right now. Let me come with you. I need to fix myself up. Yo, family first, right, bro? He says, as much for the cameras as for Elliot. We got a bathroom in the bus, probably even a spare tux for you. Elliot follows Elijah and his bandmates into the black bowels of the red Rapture bus, practically a house on wheels, grateful for his brother's open heart and easy nature, a decided contrast to his more discordant public face. The Rapture bus disembarks from the pickup area and bullies its way through a cloud of videographers onto the open road. Out there in the media sphere, the fan scholars already sense that something strange has happened to Elliot, something bad. 10,000 furious omni-searches begin. Countless new forum topics open on Elliot's den. Nervous inquiries go out to professional analysts. Many of Elliot's shareholders will have a difficult time sleeping tonight.
Graduate student in the English department at Stanford, and the fiction editor for the Storytelling Project. Pop Apocalypse was published in May by HarperCollins. Pick one up at your local bookstore. Our poetry editor, Liz Bradfield, also interviewed Lee about his book, and this will be posted with the show on our website and on iTunes. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit harmful for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention.